Now, the upper part of the barn, maybe, the second story, or the, you'd call that the...
That was a hayloft.
Okay.
And it was, every barn had one. The fields late in the summer would produce hay. You know, I haven't seen or heard of that in years.
What's that?
Hay. It grew voluntarily in the fields after the corn crops and other things were.
Yeah. What'd you call that? That maybe that second.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that we had later a machine came in they called a mowing machine. We cut it down and they raked it up into stacks. You've seen pictures of them.
Yeah.
And took it into the barn, put it up in the hayloft. Of course, people remember that because they played up there, you know, tumbled around in the hayloft. But now, our county agent, our farming situation is on a scientific basis. They grow feed crop plant hay. It grows clover, lepidisa, different kinds. That's a crop.
Did you have a name? You never heard of a name for maybe that second crop that came up?
No, I never
did. Volunteer crop?
No, I never knew a name for that.
Okay.
I knew, though, I've seen so many of them. Sagegrass, one thing that came up in those fields, and it always find cover for quail.
Yeah.
Oh, so some 10 or 15 years, I raised and trained bird dogs and hunted quail.
Yeah.
I didn't care about killing them, but I liked to hunt them. Had the dogs.
Pretty bird.
Yeah, the dogs. That's an interesting thing. If you have bird dogs, you raise them, you have people tell about train the bird dogs. You don't have to train a bird dog, you have to break it. A bird dog will hunt for it. You take him out there and you break him into holding, to retrieving, and then they just technically, they got more sense to the hunters. And if the hunters, the professionals that train them, you know, Georgia has full of that thing of quail hunting, you know, you have big areas of land where they grow quail, and professionals will come down and deliver dogs. Guide will go out with them. Who was it? One of the presidents. Eisenhower, I believe.
Yeah, he used to hunt down where I lived. He hunted on Blue Springs Foundation down right down in my county.
That's what it was. You know, fellas down there would have the dogs and the quail and go with him.
Yes, sir.
It's like a golf game.
Yeah. Did you ever see a temporary cover over a haystack that was called maybe had four poles and a sliding roof to keep it out of the rain?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
And I don't think we grew enough hay, had enough hay to keep on. The only thing I can remember about hay is that the farmer, field owner, was very much concerned about the weather. He would pick a time when he was pretty sure it would not rain.
Yeah.
And he'd go out and mow it, and he would get it in. They called it hay-making time. And if it rained, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Because it got wet, and it would mold, and be no good.
Okay. Now, what about the places where you keep your animals? Did you have a place where you keep your horses?
Yes. They were kept in barns,